Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Gordon Ramsay has warned customers to avoid tracksuits and hoodies at his Chelsea restaurant in London, and his chain, like he's multiple restaurants across the UK and the States as well, but they've toughened up on their dress code and really just made it quite explicit. Leave the tracksuits and the hoodies at home. I want to know, when is the last time you encountered a dress code? Like, are they still popular or common on pubs, clubs, hotels? Where are they? Maybe it's wedding invites that you were maybe last told it's a black tie attire only. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Calvin O'Brien is one half of the Talking Bollocks podcast. Calvin, are dress codes outdated?
Yeah, I have a feeling that they are. Like, I get it in certain sentence, like, as you said, at a wedding, but in terms of restaurants and pubs, I think they go a bit OTT, where, like, I'm on my way into the office now, I work at one of the biggest tech companies in the world, and I'm wearing shorts and T-shirts, because they know that's the most, that's the best way of getting the productivity out of me, because it fits the setting. I'm not to go around wearing a short and slacks. And even when I had the interview for the job, they told me not to wear a suit because I'd be the only one in the building.
Really? Yeah.
So I think they're going about OTT, and I'd probably just leaning on their publicity. So really, like, what are they getting now having a dress code? And what, like, what's so detrimental about wearing a tracksuit in a restaurant?
Well, I haven't been to the Chelsea restaurant, to be honest, but I imagine, given the location, that it probably is a fine dining, fancy experience. Like, somebody probably would, in that setting, look out of place if they were there in a tracksuit or a hoodie.
Yeah, maybe so. But what are they getting out of that is what my question is. Like, I've been to pubs and been refused because I'm wearing a tracksuit, but yet they let people come in dogs. So, like, what are they actually appealing there? And I know plenty of people who wear suits. And I know people who wear tracksuits, and I know people who wear tracksuits better than the lads who are wearing suits, you know what I mean? So I just don't see the whole point of that. Yeah. I think it's a very outdated approach, but as I said, there is certain sentence, like a wedding, you wouldn't rock up to a wedding in shorts and T-shirt, but when it comes to going out for a meal, you don't really need to get in dolled up every time, do you?
Yeah. Have you had many black tie wedding invites?
I wouldn't say black tie, but I'm actually going to a wedding on Sunday and I'll be wearing a three-piece there, but I won't be wearing the shorts and T-shirt.
Yeah, you leave them at home.
I'm not wearing a male anyway.
Yeah. What about you, Mandy? Mandy Marr is with a stylist as well, Calvin. Do you think dress codes are outdated?
Oh, Andrea, I'm definitely old school. I'm so sorry, Calvin. But I personally think going to a restaurant, it's nice to make an effort and get dressed up. That's my own opinion on it.
Are there many restaurants, though, now that have a dress code policy? I don't know when
I don't think there is. I don't think there's any restaurant that actually has a dress code policy. But in saying that, like, obviously it depends on the type of restaurant you're going to as well, which would be the case too. But for me, myself personally, I think it's lovely to be able to dress up, put on a little bit of glam when you're going out for a nice meal.
Yeah. Like, we were talking about this in the office a little earlier today, you know, that you might often see things that are business attire or, you know, cocktail wear. Like, is there actually much difference, Mandy, between the different descriptions, really?
There is, because cocktail wear is probably would be dressier. Black tie would definitely be your black tie is in your suit, sticky bow, and ladies would generally be in evening wear dresses, which, by the way, I know you'd mentioned Callum there now. I've actually two black tie weddings coming up in June.
Have you?
So and it is stated on the invite it's black tie.
Oh, it spells it out.
Yes,
must wear black tie.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a pain?
I love it. I just think it brings back a little bit of glamour to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, you've often met me, Andrea, so you know me. There could be I could be in a hoodie and a tracksuit and shorts and T-shirt on the best of days.
Yeah.
But I do think it's lovely to be able to, when you're going out for a nice restaurant for nice food, I think it's lovely to be able to make an effort. That's my own opinion on it. I think it's nice to get dressed up and make an effort.
I know you're obviously in the style and fashion business, working as a stylist professionally, but I imagine for most other people, and funny, I think even particularly for men, it's not every man, Mandy, that has a tux in their wardrobe, because that's what you have to wear to a black tie wedding, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I know my own husband doesn't have a tux, but we will rent it for the occasion.
It'll
for
have
both
to be
weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will have to be, yeah. Yeah.
Peter and Ennis has got in touch. He says there's nothing worse than seeing grey tracksuits with tight bum-hugging leggings in a pub or restaurant. A little bit of class goes a long way, says Peter.
I agree with him. I just think it's lovely to be, as I said, and you don't have to be, this thing about even with styling and having to be dolled up to the nines and spending a fortune, you don't have to, Andrea. You can still look well on high street fashion to more luxurious fashion, yeah, if that's your route. So there's no excuse, really.
Yeah, dress codes should be enforced, says another texter. People turning up in tracksuits to work, they've no pride in their appearance. There is a huge difference, though, Calvin, between T-shirt and shorts and, you know, leggings, tracksuit bottoms.
Well, I'd wear a tracksuit on a normal day. I'm only wearing shorts today because of the good weather. But in my last job, I had to wear shorts and slacks, and everyone in the office was wearing shorts and slacks. And what's the point in that? You're getting up every morning, you have to make sure your shirt is ironed, you have to make sure that your shoes are polished and whatever. And for what? Like, you're getting the same result there with somebody if they come in a tracksuit. You're probably, I'd even argue that you get more productivity out of somebody once they're comfortable in what they wear. And that's the approach that I think 21st century companies are going for.
Yeah.
I think having an enforced dress code and people saying, oh, it's more classy. There's nothing classy about sitting around having a few points in a pub anyways. So why are you making it out that you're going for a fine dining and five-course meal experience? You're going to the pub with your mates. You should be allowed to wear what you want.
What about you, Michelle? Are you a fan of dress codes or do you think they're outdated?
Hello, Andrea. Yes, I am a huge fan. I think dress codes are there to, first of all, give people a guide, and it's that everybody feels comfortable around each other. And I am a strong believer in making an effort. And it is about, I suppose, that gentleman was talking about having to iron a shirt and polish his shoes. I love that. Thank you very much. That's what I really, really enforce or talk about in my workshops. But it's that little bit of discipline. And it's taking a pride in your appearance and putting an effort into it. And anything you put an effort into, firstly, it shows and you feel it yourself as well. And I'm open to correction on this, but I do believe Ashford Castle do insist on a jacket for gentlemen. There is a dress code going into the restaurant.
Oh,
there.
Do they? Yeah. Actually, so, sorry. Yeah, there's some hotels, all right, that do have.
Yes.
It's kind of evening attire, is it? Is that evening attire, Mandy?
It's the shirt and blazer.
And blazer is evening attire.
Yeah, so the blazer is part of for dining there. I do know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you like a dress code, Michelle? You think it's...
I do. I think it's... I think going to something and I know there's a dress code, that gives me assurance that I'm doing the same as everybody else. I'm not going to get it wrong. So I would always look and do my research and see, okay, what is the dress code here? So I don't feel overdressed and I don't feel underdressed. But if you look at barristers, if you look at different industries where there is a dress code and you don't divert from that. And I always talk about school uniforms, and I know this is going to bring up a huge thing, but
yeah,
a school uniform it's not just about being unified. It's if you're in the Guards, if you're with Aer Lingus, if you're with a company that has a uniform, you don't go in on a certain day and say, oh, do you know what? I think I'll put a little red cravat with that today. No, you wear the uniform that is stipulated. And wearing a uniform in school is training people to have that mindset, and it's taking pride in how you present something, and you're representing whether it's a school or a body or a company. So clothes are so important, and not just functional, they're so important, and they give a message, they say an awful lot about a person. And I just love when people put that little bit of effort into their appearance, and I know when I do for myself, I feel fantastic.
Do you want to come in, Calvin?
Yeah, I just think that you're saying that implying that your discipline for wearing a short and slacks is borderline pretentious. Yeah, like, you're going in to look at Excel spreadsheets all day when you're going into the office. You're not going in there to stand in front of 1,000 people and give a presentation or something like that. That's different. As I said, it depends on the environment.
Mm.
Personally, when I'm going on a night out, obviously you put the effort in. If you're going about your life casually, you should go by what comfort should come first. And employing that, like, you can't look presentable in anything other than black tie or a jacket and a blazer.
You're not talking about now
gas
shorts, like, you know, when you're talking about show. No, you're not. It's not gym.
Something that I would also say is to anybody I'm working with is always align yourself with a company that you feel comfortable with. So you always need to look into the company and see, are they into, is our tattoos prohibited? Are piercings? Are what is the dress code? And if you don't align yourself to that, then that is not the company for you. And there are companies that are. So it's very, very important that people do that beforehand, because we all have different personalities and nobody should be forced into doing something that they're not comfortable with. So that's what I would say to answer your question.
I get it, but I think getting dolled up should be optional rather than mandatory when it comes to things like going into a restaurant. And what environment are you actually trying to set there? That can't be an enjoyable environment. What you're actually eating, how you conduct yourself in that restaurant, then you're going to be so conscious of that. If you know, oh, am I even going to get into this reservation that I have booked the last week based on what you're wearing?
Well, the management have decided that everybody, they've probably set the standard with the prices that you're going to pay for the experience, the meal there. They want to set a scene. So we experience everything through our senses. So whether it's your visual, the sounds, the smells, and the visual, absolutely. So if I go somewhere and I've paid a lot of money for my dress, I've got my hair done and my nails done.
Are we not both paying for the same kind of food at the end of the day? Are we not both, is my money not as good as somebody else's money based off what we're wearing in this environment?
But again, I would say no more than the company and aligning yourself to the company, then it's to look at the dress code for a restaurant. And do you know what?
If they're
not happy with me in a tracksuit, then I'm going to go. I'm going to take my money elsewhere.
Well,
that's my mindset.
The listener here has got in touch to say, on a warm day last April, my wife was politely denied entry into a restaurant on board a cruise ship. Now, we were moored off the coast of Saint-Tropez at the time, and she wasn't allowed in. Now, politely denied entry because she was wearing hot pants. Not a problem. As she went back to the cabin and changed, I'm still smiling thinking about it, says this listener. Another texter says, my daughter's going for interviews for summer jobs and had to be told to dress up some bit. People coming to work in ripped clothes or sweatpants is okay at certain levels, but it's now done right across the board. Another listener says, with regards to the dress codes, any premises is entitled to set any dress code that they see fit. Anytime I walk into a pub and see tracksuits everywhere, I just know that the place isn't for me. It just sets the wrong tone straight away, according to this listener. 1800 453 106, that is the number. Una has got in touch. She says, nobody wants to see any man's hairy legs and arms while they're eating. It's not to say it's the man's hairy arms and legs, I suppose. That's why people are asked to wear trousers, says this texter. We had to chat to a guy who wore tracksuit bottoms to work and was at a hot desk opposite female colleagues and had his tracksuit was just too tight. Need I say any more? Very inappropriate. He was told to go home and change, according to Una. Paulette is on the line. Paulette Egan is the co-founder of the I Spy Clothing. They're an athletics clothing brand. Casual wear and gym gear, Paulette, now, it's so much nicer than it was years ago.
Hello, how are you keeping?
Good.
Good. So I just got in on the conversation there, and I just got in with the end of that guy who was saying, you know, how disappointed he was that he booked the restaurant and that basically the code, you know, the dress code.
Oh, I was reading a text, yes, from a listener. Yeah. Do you believe in dress codes, or are they outdated?
Oh, I think they're actually outdated, but so I think there has to be a certain level of between a baggy old tracksuit and then something more stylish, like what we would probably be doing. I suppose our main aim at I Spy Clothing would be, our aim is to make women look and feel good in whatever they wear. So it would be a very stylish brand that you could actually wear, you know, with a nice pair of boots, and they would just be a nice pair of black leggings.
Because leggings now, Paulette, are sometimes it's hard to tell nearly between the skinny black jeans, the jeggings, and the leggings versus kind of the gym wear that you associate from 20 years ago.
Oh, yes. I mean, the gym wear that I would associate with 20 years ago would really be, and this always comes to my mind, is Adidas. I don't know why I always think shiny black gear from
the tearaway tracksuit bottoms or the ripaways. Isn't that what they were?
Yes, would I be right? That it's kind of just that awful image we got years ago. Whereas I suppose now, athleisure wear has come on so well. And I mean, you've got all the good brands. You've got beautiful designed clothes. Why can't you wear them? Like, I suppose it depends on the restaurant, really.
And the workplace. Like, as Calvin said, if you're, you know, if you're not in a customer-facing workplace, does it matter that you're at your desk in a kind of a, you know, not doesn't have to, I don't mean necessarily a, you know, sleeveless, backless, you know, tank top from the gym. But if Calvin, I presume it's kind of the, I'm thinking of the shorts that are nearly like the slacks shorts for men is kind of what comes to my mind when I think of shorts in the office.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing like leisure gear at the moment. So like I could probably go straight to the gym from the office now and I wouldn't have to get changed. But nobody will bat an eyelid at me now in the office. It's just, I'm just another employee there to do a job.
Simple as that.
And we don't need to overcomplicate it. You know what I mean? Like what are we achieving? It is all about how you present yourself. As I said, you could have someone who has a loose fit suit on, think could be swinging off them, short, not tucked in properly. Or you could have somebody who's standing with their chest out in a nice, slim fit tracksuit, presenting themselves very well, shiny runners on, and a smile on their face. What's the difference here? I think by saying that you're walking into an environment and you see tracksuits and you think it's not for me, you're building and strengthening the foundations that there's a stigma around people who wear that kind of attire, which is absolutely backwards and outdated. And that's what this whole basis of the conversation is. Our dress code's outdated. Mm. And I feel they are.
Do you think they are, Paulette?
No, I tell you what, like, I wouldn't really have a lot of dealings like with menswear, you know. But I mean, I can't really imagine like a man going into work with a tracksuit, which is hairy chest, like, you know, open chested. I can't imagine that being kind of a thing. But I suppose just to get back to the women, like there's so much you can wear out there that's very stylish. And of course, you can still go to your gym, but it's not like an old fashioned tracksuit, or people are definitely not going into work with like a pair of skinny shorts in them. I don't, like, maybe they do, but I'm not sure. But if it works for that company,
yeah, it probably
like
does somewhat depend. Yeah, on the work environment. Like Mandy, I know I've met you many times, Mandy, in you know, dressed to the nines in all of your, you know, kind of dresses and evening wear. But you'd often wear leggings and tops as well.
100% do. I 100% do. I live in them.
Yeah, I love leggings.
I'm not going to be here saying I don't. Of course I do. And actually, I know Paulette very well with her eyes wide because I have a pair of her leggings. But what
hello,
I have to
Mandy.
Do is, hi, Paulette.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. But I actually style them with a blazer, Andrea, so you can still look
dress
very stylish in gear. There's no doubt about that. But for me, I just think we're going to a restaurant, as I said, I just think it's nice to be able to put on something nice to go out. That's just my own opinion on it.
Listener here has got in touch to say my employer has implemented a business appropriate dress code after COVID. It's a total pain for me. I don't see customers in person at all, says this listener. I now draw the line at requiring makeup and heels. Fortunately, my employer didn't ask for that, but I would have refused unless the boys were also required to wear makeup and heels. Another listener says if everybody dresses as they want, it totally removes the judgment, similar to tattoos. It gives the message that they're bad and you're bad for having them and wearing a certain style. Some people don't have the money to dress up every day, so therefore it can be quite a divisive issue, and this is pure snobbery. I don't wear tracksuits, but I wear shorts and a polo in warm weather. Funnily enough, girls and women can wear shorts, skirts, cold shoulders, crop tops, bra tops, and they're never judged, says this listener. Another one for the moment. Jer says, a dress code is really important. It sends a message about who you are to the person you meet, be it business or in pleasure. I work in the hotel and restaurant industry and I hear it all the time. Nice to see you dressed for the job and not for the beach or the bed. I'm taken seriously, as opposed to some of the other men and women who are often dressed far too casual. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Are dress codes outdated?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.